皆様、本日はシル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We have the Vice President of Syndication on the line here. Is he there or not? Yeah. On the line right now, David G. Hall. David, how are you doing?
Well, I was doing all right, but it sounded to me like...
Is he on? I can't hear him. You there, David?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I can't even hear him. Put him on hold. Maybe I got the wrong phone. David, you there?
Yeah, right here.
Well, I
what happened?
I don't know, man.
What is wrong with you tonight?
Well, can you hold on for a minute?
What the hell are you doing?
Just hold on, okay?
What is that?
Hold on, please. I got to put you on hold.
Jesus H.
Okay, that's better.
What are you doing, for Christ's sake?
Hold on.
What am I hearing in my ear?
Okay, we got it.
You got what? You know, let me tell you something. I'm sitting there listening. You know what? I just as soon have you go home early. You know, because I'm listening to your show here tonight.
Yeah, I understand that. We had a problem with a phone connection.
Yeah, but everything is falling apart on you tonight. What happened in that 8 o'clock hour?
You mean 8 o'clock Pacific?
Who gives a crap? What happened in the 8 o'clock hour?
I had an old lady on...
Mavis Leonard, is that the broad that you got?
Yes.
What did she do?
She did a thing called Interesting Tidbits.
Yeah, I heard it. What was the problem?
Well, I just thought it wasn't any good because she was saying, here's who I think is queer as a $3 bill.
Right. And you didn't like it?
I didn't particularly like it.
Well, let me tell you something, because I heard the first half hour. What was that domain name thing?
The domain name thing was the fact that my name, philhenryshow.com, is up and running.
The website?
Yeah.
All right.
And I said to the audience, do you know anything about domain names? Because the name Phil Henry is owned by somebody.
Right. Well, you know something? I tuned in about 5 or 10 minutes into that, and it was bad.
I understand that.
It was really bad. And I'm going to tell you something else. You're on the air tonight in Atlanta. You know that?
I know. We went on the air in Atlanta, and I thank the people in Atlanta for listening.
Well, I would think that you'd do more than just thank them. I would beg their indulgence. Because that was about as piss poor, but I will tell you this much, Phil. Either you come to the show prepared, or we can get somebody else to do it. You understand that?
Yeah, I understand it. I don't know what happened there.
What is wrong with you? What's going on?
I don't know. I guess I need to have a guest or something to talk to. I can't...
You can't what?
I guess I'm... are you in your car right now?
Forget about where I am. You can't what?
It's tough for me to,
Jesus Christ. You know something, Phil? I feel like I'm your head shrinker. You're on the air right now. You can't what?
I can't talk to the audience about stuff like that. It's boring to me.
Well, it was boring. It was boring, for Christ's sake. You're on there talking about, hey, does anybody out there know about domain names and how they're registered? Then you got three guys calling in, droning on about their about copyright law, for Christ's sake. What is that? You have got to come to this show with something more compelling than that. Do you understand? Are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, and again, I feel like the bad guy here because, you know, what's happening? You're making me into a maniac. I'm on your show. You're 2 hours into your show, and I got to come on here and talk to you like this. And I don't want to have to do this, Phil. But you can't come on the air talking about that internet geek crap. And if you get an old lady on there who wants to talk about who's queer as a $3 bill, fact of the matter is it's a lot more interesting than that internet stuff. Nobody wants to talk about that.
But a lot of people have, you know, computers.
I don't give a good goddamn if they got a lot of computers. The fact is they don't want to talk about it. Not on the radio. domain names. Holy Christ. Don't you understand? We've got you set up now where you can really hit a home run. And what are you doing? Well, hey, everybody, how about we talk about domain games, domain names, and the fact that I need to buy my name back. Boy, that's real relatable, Phil. How many people in your audience got to worry about that?
What, you mean having their names?
Having their names registered by some schmuck, and then they got to buy it back. How many people do you think have to worry about that?
Not too many, I guess.
Hey, bingo! Everything I talk to you about, make it relatable. You know what you're doing tonight? You know how you're supposed to swing for the fences? You ain't even swinging. You're laying down bunts. You're laying down bunts, and you're not legging them out. Not only are you laying down bunts, you ain't beating the throw to first. You're out. And again, Phil, I talked to you about this. Now, what was this old lady smacking you around?
That was the old lady.
What old lady?
That was the old lady who was doing the...
Was doing that Mavis Leonard thing?
Yeah.
Was that her?
Yeah.
And she's in the studio smacking you?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, I honest to God, I don't know what to... Have you got anything to do this hour?
Yeah, we're going to have a guy on to talk about the...
Well, don't mumble it. Who are you going
to... We're going to have a guy on to talk about the parking problem at the Playboy Mansion.
What is that?
There's a parking problem at the Playboy Mansion. Hugh Hefner and his Playboy...
You know, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do this every night before you go out. And again, I have to ask the forgiveness of the audience tonight that I got to get on here and talk to you like this. But the fact of the matter is that you are stinking it out so bad that I had no choice. You understand that, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Here's what I want you to do each and every night. I want you to come into my office and show me what it is that you're going to talk about on the air, who you got for a guest, what the subject matter is. Because I could have saved you from that domain. Did you think about doing that before you went on the air?
Yeah, because I tried to get on my website tonight. And I knew that we had to use the Phil Henry Show thing.
You know, we had to register a new name.
Right.
And you were going to talk about that on the air?
That's what I did.
What else you got?
Well, I got a... I talked about this. I talked to this kid about...
the thing in Scotland?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That went okay.
All right, so what you've done since what? You've been blowing since 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Whew. Boy, buddy, I don't know what to do. What else did you talk about?
I talk about the kids' touch football game.
The kids' touch football game.
Well, I mean, it's relatable. I mean, I thought it was relatable because of the kids. Everybody's got kids, you know.
Not everybody. What was about the touch football?
They had a tournament yesterday at Crespi High, and I talked about the couple of games that we went to.
And what?
And the fact that I turned into a football dad yelling and screaming.
I want you in my office every night before you go on the air. You got that?
Yeah.
And I want you and Schaefer to come in with a list of the stuff you're going to talk about. You understand? Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And I want to go over this stuff topic by topic, and I'm going to throw out what I don't think is strong, and I'm going to keep what I think is strong. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right, Phil, because it's the only way we can work this. Because I can't turn my radio on and listen to you talking to a bunch of jackasses about domain names. I can't do it.
Well, it's not the caller's fault, okay?
No, I know that. They're only doing what you want them to do. When you say, oh, let's talk about domain names, you're going to get a bunch of boring jackasses calling in about domain names. And copyright law, for God's sake. That is not interesting.
Right.
You got it?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Go to the break.
Okay. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449.
What are you doing after the break?
I got the guy on with the Playboy Mansion.
All right, go ahead.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I have Charlie LaFountain, who's a media buyer. He's an advertising buyer. He's going to come on here in a moment and talk about something I think is interesting. If you would believe this or not, there is a parking problem at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles where the neighbors are complaining about all of the street parking. And we're going to talk about that. And I have to apologize to you as well, because I think that the show has gotten a little bit out of control tonight. And I don't know whether Charlie is on the line or not. Charlie, you there?
Well, I'm right here. I think that you've had an interesting program tonight.
Well, you're very, very kind, but it's gotten a little bit out of control. From the standpoint of some of the things that I said, I think, and
well, you I don't think you were profane in any way. I think you were just being honest with the audience, and I think that you have every right, I think, to talk if you need to about what frustrates you.
All right. Well, what the problem that's happened now is I've got my the VP of a syndication on the line.
David Hall, right?
Yeah.
David, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Charlie, and this really doesn't concern you. And
no, I know it doesn't concern me, but I've been listening in a third party, that's all.
Right, but I what I'm trying to do is, Phil, you know, I think he's a little bit out of control, as he mentioned, okay?
Well, I think you need to let the kid be out of control if he has to be.
Not to the point where it starts to sacrifice the quality of the show, you understand?
Well, the other problem is that I've got people calling wanting to talk to you about this.
About what?
Talk to you about the way you're talking to me.
Look at Phil, you know something?
I think that'd be interesting.
Well, Charlie, I'm not asking your opinion right now. I'm not here to talk to your listeners about something that is between you and me, you understand?
Why don't take the calls?
What?
Why not take the calls? It'd be interesting to hear what they have to say.
Because that's not why I'm here. It's to tell Phil how to get his show back under control.
Well, I think he's been very honest. I think it's very compelling.
And am I talking to you or am I talking... Where are you, Phil?
I'm right here. I have Charlie supposed to do an interview and everything else, and I got these calls.
About what?
About the way you're talking to me.
About the what?
About the way that you're talking to me.
About the way that I'm talking to you?
I think what you need to do, David, seriously, is take it in the office.
I'm not asking you, am I?
Well, let me tell you something. I purchase a lot of advertising on your radio station.
I appreciate that, Charlie, but I'm not talking to you about that. I'm talking to Phil about...
Well, we might as well do something with these phone calls, okay?
What?
We might as well do something with the phone calls.
About what? They asked me about my method as a manager?
We might as well, is all I'm saying to you, okay?
Well, what about the interview you're going to do?
Because Charlie brought it up. Let me just take one of the calls, all right?
What are you afraid of?
I'm sorry?
What are you afraid of talking to these people about?
I'm not afraid of a goddamn thing. I'm trying to talk...
Well, then talk to the people on the phone.
Go ahead, take your phone calls. But I want you to know something's between Henry and I, okay?
I understand that, but you might as well take the phone calls.
Let me take one here. Bakersfield, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this guy is your boss. He is such a pompous ass.
Well, that's name calling. That's name calling.
There's a better time and a better place to humiliate your on-air public in front of their audience.
On-air public?
All you do is sit and push the pencil. These are the guys that are making your money.
Lady, this guy came into the show tonight, and he was completely unprepared. And
I don't think he was unprepared. I think he had maybe a half hour that didn't go well for him.
I don't care.
I
ought to be able to talk to my host.
I was listening. You're the one that came in acting like a retard and ruined the whole show.
David, you ought to listen to what the lady's saying.
Listen,
I enjoyed the show up until you called.
I'm talking about the fact that he came on at 8 o'clock and started talking about domain names. In the name of Christ.
And what's the point?
The point is that's dull. It's dull, dull, dull,
really?
Dull, okay?
What do you do in your spare time? What do you do?
Lady, let me tell you what
some
I do.
Some people have an interest in that.
But some
just like some
game.
People had an interest in the game.
Some people in the queue. No, I'm talking about the
Am I not your audience? Am I not your audience?
Lady, you're one person out of millions,
well,
okay?
And I'm
so
sure
that's...
if you keep taking phone calls,
oh,
I'm not
on.
Being the only one.
What
I think you're an ass.
You know what? We're not
and
talking
I think
about.
You need to not call your station.
We're not.
Talk to your on air personality.
Let's...
You need to call them into your office and talk to them, not on the air.
You know who you're talking to?
I don't care. I don't care.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Mister,
do you know who you're talking to?
No.
You're talking to David Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication for this show.
Yeah.
I'm not some guy pushing a pencil.
What is this supposed to mean to me?
I'm not some guy changing the oil in your car.
I don't laugh at your jokes.
I know your on-air personalities.
They're the ones that is paying your whole corporation. So be thankful. Be thankful to them. Don't humiliate them on air. What is wrong with you? You're supposed to be some general manager, and you treat your personnel like that?
May I say something?
Shoot.
I'm the man, okay? There is no other above me. I'm the guy that calls the shots. And when I tell this host of mine that he's sucking all over the joint, that's the word of God, okay?
Oh, David, you're really being stupid now.
Listen to me, Charlie.
Wait. That's the word of God. If you're so big and bad,
that's right.
You fire that boy and try to do his job, because I can guarantee you, just by speaking to you on the phone, you couldn't do a quarter of the job.
You want me to fire him? He's got four kids and a wife. You want me to fire him?
David, come on.
The broad
wants me to fire you.
And that would be the dumbest thing you ever did.
The broad wants me to fire you. You want me to watch?
The broad.
I'm a guinea from New York.
Let me jump in here, okay? I do a lot of business. I do a lot of advertising.
I don't give a crap how much advertising you buy. You could take your advertising and shove it up your ass. What do you think of that?
You know something? You are a rude bastard. Phil was talking from his heart about something, and you came on this program tonight and started talking like a complete idiot.
What is this, me against the world here tonight?
David, all she's saying is how appropriate it is the way you're talking to me, okay?
I'm not interested. I'm trying to get you to do a radio show that people can listen to.
Okay, here is Far City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What is it?
Far City?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a town in North Carolina.
Far City?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the problem?
Well, it's just...
Is the lady in Bakersfield there?
Yeah.
What, do you got two of them on here?
Go ahead, sir, in Far City.
Yeah.
Far City, you're on the air.
Right. I just wanted to call and tell you that was totally unprofessional what you did. I'm in broadcasting myself. You don't call a jockey or on-air personality and cuss him out over the air. A national syndicated show, and you're talking about...
I didn't cuss him out. I just said his show sucks.
Well, I heard a GD, and I heard...
I did, too.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, there's certain things you do, and there's certain things you shouldn't do, and you cross the line, especially with your God complex.
Okay, hold the line, please. I got to take a break here, all right?
Oh, you're cutting me off.
Yes. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Buonasera, vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Hendry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Let me just talk to Charlie here. Charlie, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Charlie, can we do this tomorrow night?
Absolutely. You got a lot more on your plate.
David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Listen, Charlie, no hard feelings, okay?
Well, there's no hard feelings, but the way you're speaking to him...
Charlie, you know, in your business as well as mine, you got to kick some asses, right?
You have to kick some asses, but I think you have to do it in a way that is going to be... that is going to be appropriate, all right?
Well, you know what? You work your business. You work your side of the street. I'll work mine. But you know there's no hard feelings, right?
No, there's no hard feelings. I just think that you should let the kid do what he's going to do and talk to him later about it, okay?
All right. Look, Charlie, thank you very much.
No problem.
David, you're still with us?
Yeah. Look at Phil. I don't want to be the bad guy here, okay?
No, it's okay. I'm not saying anything, okay? It's just that we got calls here. I got this lady in Bakersfield. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Far City is there, okay?
And what can I do for these people?
Well, listen here, Mr. Robert.
Is Far City there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sir, go ahead. I mean, we left off with you. Go ahead.
What are we going to do tonight? We're going to defend Phil Hendry. Is that it?
Excuse me?
That's what we're doing tonight? Let's defend Phil Hendry?
Well, I take an interesting shows. It's good talk. And
good talk. This guy was on talking about URL addresses. That's not good talk radio.
Well,
that sucks.
It's broadcasting and it's narrowcasting. The people that want to listen is going to listen.
The people that want to listen is going to listen.
Exactly.
And that means that most of the audience is just tuned out.
Well, you've got calls coming in, I'm sure, from everywhere.
Look, kid, you know, no offense, but you know what? I've been in this business for over 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Well, I know a little bit more about it than you do.
Okay, but I know when somebody's on the air acting...
Hey, Phil?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that it was your dream to have a syndicated radio show? Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did.
Didn't you say Dr. Laura gets to do it and Rush gets to do it? Why can't I? Didn't you say that?
We talked about that, yeah.
Now you've got one. And what did you do last hour? What did you do?
It wasn't that good.
You were sucking all over the place. And you asked me to tell you.
I didn't know we were going to do it on the air, okay?
Well, we're doing it on the air. Okay?
Okay.
He sucks, and I'm telling him.
Well, I just think it's unprofessional. You should leave it for when he comes into your office. You don't call over the air.
Hey, let me tell you something. He was talking about how crappy it was, not me.
Well, people were still listening, or people wouldn't call in. I mean, I'm from North Carolina listening.
I understand that. I appreciate that, kid. But this guy can't get away with this stuff like this. And I want you in my office every day at 5 p.m. You understand that, Phil?
Yes.
And you bring your show material. You got that?
I got it. Thanks for your call, pal.
No problem, bud.
Now you got a buddy over there in Far City, okay?
Look, the kid was calling up because he thought that you shouldn't be doing this on the air.
You were talking about it on the radio. I told you I didn't want to do it.
Atlanta, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy is, but he sounds like...
My name is David G. Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication for this company.
That's all well and good, but you sound like an opinionated moron.
You asked me...
You're calling the woman abroad and that guy from Far City a kid?
Well, he is. He's 19? Come on, the kid's just got out of broadcasting school.
Why don't you go sit in the office and let Phil do his show? Because all you are, you're an opinionated moron is what you are.
Yeah, my opinions count.
They don't count.
Yes, they do. I'm the broadcast.
First hour
are you a broadcaster?
That Mexican guy was
are
more interested in what you're saying.
Are you a broadcaster? No. Was that other kid a broadcaster? No. Am I a broadcaster? Yes. Are you a broadcaster, Phil?
I mean...
answer the question. Are you a broadcaster?
Yes.
No, you're not. Not tonight, you're not. So the only broadcaster that I'm talking to, or that is on the air tonight, is me. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I know that I asked you to tell me, and you know what? I don't know why I did what I did. I did it. It was a lousy half hour. Okay. Has the whole show sucked?
I haven't heard the whole show. I've heard the whole show for the last hour and a half, and it blows. The only part of it that's been remotely interesting is when I got on here and started talking to you. To me, that's interesting. You're going to have to say something, Phil, okay?
All right, I agree with you, yes. That half hour on the domain names and the URL addresses, it was lousy, and I said it was lousy, okay? And
well, you need to get out of that stuff and get into something else.
Well, I got into the old lady.
Yeah, and she's talking about what? Queer as a $3 bill, right?
Yes, she was.
And you didn't like it?
No, I did not like it.
Now I got to answer questions from these people who are not professional broadcasters because you want me to.
Well, they feel passionately about the way that you're talking to me.
All right, let me talk to you in a more polite way. Let me just say this, Phil. You know that I like you.
Yes.
You know that I'm a friend of yours.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but your show tonight sucks beyond all recognition, okay?
Yes.
All right, and I got to say something to you about it, don't I?
How about off the air?
Why were you talking about it on the air? Why can't I say something about it on the air if you're talking about it on the air? You got these assholes that are calling in feeding you a lot of stuff. How come you get to talk about it on the air, but I don't?
Because it's just me. I mean, I'm talking to the audience, all right?
All right, and I'm calling in.
Why are you so angry?
Because I'm the guy that winds up taking the heat. You suck all over the joint, and I take the heat.
Well, you're the big man in the company.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's right. I am.
And you ought to be able to take it.
Well, callers, Phil, are morons. Stop listening to them. They don't have the answers. I have the answers.
You said...
I know what I said.
San Luis Obispo, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about the... about, I guess his name is Dave or...
David. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been an employer for over 20 years. Same as you've been an employer for over 20 years. Every time I have to call one of my people, I can never chew them out in front of anyone because I'll be taken to the labor board. And talking to your employee like that, when that was, you know, he was trying his best to put on a show, is ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you. I run about a $50 million a year business. Do you work in radio?
No.
I run a $50 million business just in advertising alone. This radio station does about $50 million. No, more than that. Probably close to $90 million a year in advertising. All right? This is a big stick we got here. Now, nobody's going to take me to the labor board.
Well, I'd like to differ with that.
Who's going to take me to the labor board?
Every time we've talked to our employees the way you're talking to yours, we ended up going to the labor board and nearly get sued for everything we own.
What line of work you in?
I own a law enforcement type of business.
It's a security?
Yeah. I've been in it for over 20 years. We're well-established. We're one of the biggest companies in the area.
What do you mean law enforcement type? You guys are rubber bullet cops, right?
We're security, but we
all right, okay.
Government
you do the rubber
agencies,
rubber.
We do government bases, things
nobody,
like that.
Nobody takes me to the labor board if they want to work again.
What does that mean?
You wouldn't have much say in that since the employment offices and places don't give a darn what the employer says. They care what the employee says. And if you're treating him the way I've heard you treat black lady that was on talking was hilarious. I didn't think that she was even serious. And as far as the Internet...
Look, you're a flashlight cop, okay? With all due respect, sir.
Yeah, and as far as the Internet, I'm setting up my own business, and that information is something I do need. So, and I'm not a moron either.
I didn't
talking to me about your callers that way. That's one way to lose callers and have your business go down the drain is by calling them names.
Wait a second. I didn't call you a moron.
You're calling people that do this kind of call-in to these shows. You called them.
Barry, I knew that phone would go out sooner or later. Thank God. You gone? Good, he's gone. You can hear the phone ready to go out.
But, I mean, what the man was saying is he is in the security business and that he has employees and that they are people that he cannot chew out in public that way or they go to the labor board.
Right. What's that got to do with me?
The fact of the matter is that I could take you to the labor board for chewing me out in front of everybody like this.
You want to work again?
And by you making that threat...
Do you want to work again?
Yeah, but by you making that threat, people can hear that. What are you going to do? You going to fire me from my job now?
What, do you want to work again?
Yeah, and I will work again because you're making that...
No, you won't work again. I'm the guy that calls the shots.
No, because you're making that threat. Everybody's heard the threat. So I can work as long as I want to.
Look, Phil, do whatever you want to do. Take advice from some guy that shoots rubber bullets. Take advice from some guy that's a beanbag cop. Do whatever you want to do. 20 years up there protecting the people of San Luis Obispo from whatever the hell it is that he does. Or you can take my advice. Now, you know how it is, man. You know how this game is played, okay? You can talk to those people. You can take their advice. Or you can talk to some other people. Now, you got any more calls?
No. I mean, yeah, we do, but...
Well, what's going on?
Mike's still screening him.
Well, tell him to get off his ass and start screening those phone calls faster.
He's doing the best that he can, okay, under the circumstances.
All right, well, you got my opinion on this whole thing, all right? You understand that? And if you want to talk off the air, we can do that. But you were the guy down there saying your show sucked. And I agree.
Thank you for that vote of confidence.
You're welcome, Phil.
He's right. I did bring it up, and I guess he just hung up there. So that's great. Thanks a lot for calling in there, David. I did bring it up because I didn't happen to think that that domain thing was all that interesting. And the fact of the matter is I didn't want to drone on a lot about all this stuff, that Internet law or whatever the heck it was. And I let myself in on it. And I want to thank Charlie LaFountain for coming back tomorrow night. We had to blow it off because I guess this was more important. I don't know. All I know is I walked in here tonight. We had a tough half hour. I talked about it. And next thing I know, I got him on the phone telling me this, that, and the other thing. And it just happens to be the way we live our lives around here, okay? It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and my apologies to all of you. Can I tell you? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Bud Dickman is here from the news department. You heard what happened, right?
Well, I heard what happened, and I think that I know that his method is bad sometime.
But what?
But you have to understand, if you're not doing good, the boss is going to talk to you about it.
All right. I mean, I'm not even attacking David. And I know a lot of nights that I'm against him, but tonight I think, you know, I kind of let myself in on it.
Yeah, and you have to understand, like a lot of people say, you got to take it like a man.
Well, I'm taking it, okay? It's just, why does he have to scream and yell?
Because he's in charge of a big radio station.
All right, I already screened line six. I already got line six. I already got line six. So let me talk to her. Who's this, Mary?
Yes, hi.
Okay, yeah, because we already talked to you about you worked at an Atlanta radio station.
Yes, that's correct.
What was the name of the broadcasting? What was the name of the station?
It was a Christian format station, WAEC, that was... The practices there were extremely
un-Christian. What's it on the dial? What's on the dial?
It's 860 on the dial.
I don't know it.
Okay.
Well, why would you know it?
You probably wouldn't.
Have you been to Atlanta?
No, I've never been to Atlanta.
Well, then you wouldn't know it.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am.
But it was a very financially successful radio station. I worked about 70 hours a week nonstop, no lunch, no breaks, no days off. I was program director and operations manager, and I was treated. I heard exactly the things said to me that were just said to you.
Ma'am, what were you doing wrong? Ma'am, it's Bud Dickman. I'm with the news department.
Yes.
What were you doing wrong?
What did I do wrong?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I didn't go along with a lot of unethical practices that I saw. And when I called someone's hand about it, that's when it was time for me to go.
Who's to say?
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's not... you can't say that, okay?
Okay.
Because, obviously, what you're saying is your opinion.
Yes, my opinion. Yes.
Yeah, otherwise,
that's exactly right.
Otherwise, you got Phil's ass in a sling.
Huh?
You're going to put Phil's ass in a sling.
Yes, let's take care of Phil. But anyway, that's the reason why I'm not working, and that's the reason why I walked out the door. And
well, let's put it this way. You had a difference of opinion with management, and it happens.
Yes.
And,
Well, that's different. I mean, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, you know?
Oh, well, I've had, you know, hotter heat than that in bigger radio stations. But there's just a lot that you don't need. A lot of it is just disregard for the people who work there. And what about the larger companies that just pay the people crap?
Are you Christian?
Yes, but I'll never work in Christian radio again.
What? Are you Christian?
Yes.
She said yes, she is.
Yes.
Well, did you play music on a station?
Yes, we did.
Were you a disc jockey?
Not at this station, no. I was strictly operations manager and PD.
Oh, you're the program director?
Yes, I was.
So who fired you?
Forget it, man. The general manager fired her. What difference does it make, okay?
I walked out.
Did you play music?
Because of rudeness.
What kind of music did you play on the station?
Huh?
What kind of music? Did you play Christian music?
Yeah.
That's why they fired you.
Why?
Because it sucks.
Will you forget about that, man? She's got to play Christian music because it's a Christian stinking station.
That was the format that we were told to play. I had no say-so.
Did you play that monk music?
Huh?
Did you play monk music?
No. show.
All right, check it out. Here's what a Save a Christian Radio.
Take it off and quit acting like a jackass, okay? All right, anyway, thanks for your call, ma'am. Is that it? Is that all the phone calls we got? Do you understand what's going on here?
I understand that that you had a problem with the way that the boss was talking to you, but you got to understand something. He had nothing to do with it because of the way he do.
Jesus. You know something, bud? I wish you were the boss.
Right.
Because then you could just blather on. I wouldn't know what it was you were talking about, and I'd just nod my head and go,
Well, you know, Phil, it's easy to take a shot like that, but it's important you understand that a Buddhist main...
I don't understand what you're talking about, okay?
Screw you.
Oh, okay, that's very adult, all right?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
Bud, just tell him to get off the air.
Get on thought of me.
What did he say?
He said to get off the air.
Well, you speak his language.
You bet. It's easy. What else, bud?
I am Bud Man.
He said he's bored with your Latin show.
Me too.
Never told me.